One day, Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom was taking their ease after tea, when up the front path came the postman. "Mr. R, I've got letter for thee." Pa stood there looking fair puzzled. It was sealed with a grand-looking crown, and the postmark were Buckingham Palace, so he thought as he'd better sit down. "Well, then open it, Father," said Mother, whose nose bothered her more than her mouth. And Pa drew out gold invitation to some wedding in London, down south. "I reckon this must be a mix-up," said Ma. "This weren't supposed to come here. And who's this here William and Catherine? It does seem a little bit queer." "But it plainly says here we're invited. We really ought not to refuse," said Pa Ramsbottom, already dreaming of all of that free food and booze. "They'll be married by yon Archbishop. That chap Rowan, he does all these things. He'll be up there at Westminster Abbey, and happen we'd see him from wings." At this, Albert got quite excited. He'd just caught the name Rowan, I mean. And not knowing the one from the t'other, he thought as Pa meant Mr. Bean. "Not the Atkinson one," explained Father. "Rowan Williams, Welsh chap with a beard." And Albert looked fair disappointed. Perhaps weddings weren't all they appeared. The day came, and all the Ramsbottoms on a bus up to London did ride. They waved the invitation at doorway and was quickly conducted inside. They was married with due ceremony, and a cheer rose from everyone there. And Albert, fair carried away like, waved his horse's head stick in the air. At reception, the poor lad were famished. And though he'd not normally gripe, he weren't really partial to lobster, and he asked if he couldn't have tripe. And Pa, raising his glass to the couple, whispered, "Champagne's aye better than nowt. But there's only a drop in these tumblers. I could murder a good pint of stout." "Excuse me," said a chap at his shoulder, "but your sort ought not to be here." He was stuck up and all hoity-toity, and so Albert shoved stick in his ear. In a moment the place were in uproar, and security guards knocked him flat. "It's a stick with an horse's head handle. You're supposed to have licence for that." Then Mother and Father and Albert was marched straight away to the Tower. But Beefeaters groaned, "Not Ramsbottoms. We've had trouble with this lot before." They was languishing there in the dungeon, and Pa said with a chain round his foot, "I've had it to hear with royal weddings. When it's Harry's turn, we're staying put." A knock at the door came that moment, and Jailer said, turning the key, "You best get yourself spruced up sharpish. Is somebody here to see thee?"
"I expect it's the headsman," said Mother. "I think it's a shame and a sin."
But you'd have heard the proverbial pin drop when Catherine and William walked in.
"I'm sorry about all this, Your Highness," said Pa, "but just give us a break and we'll take ourselves straight back northward. We knew it were all a mistake."
"Don't you worry about that," said the princess. "It was our folk as got it all wrong. You were meant to get the invitation. We both wanted you there all along." "We've heard about all your adventures," said William. "It's like we're your fans. And Gran always has a fair chuckle when we mention young Albert or Sam."
"Here's your stick with the horse's head handle," said Catherine. "I think it's just great. And here, less of this Highness palaver. Why don't you all just call me Kate?
We'll have you back home in a jiffy. We're sorry they dragged you in here. So we've ordered you up a stretch limo, stocked with plenty of parking and beer. We can't stay, though, much as we'd like to. We've got honeymoon booked, to be sure. And my mum wants to take some more pictures. Seems our Will's had his eyes shut before."
"Honeymoon, eh?" chuckled Father, giving young William a wink. "Some exotic location, I dare say."
"No," said Kate, "that's just what they all think. We reckon we'd best set example and go somewheres easy to reach. So we're having a fortnight at Blackpool, in a nice little place by the beach."
Why then, all's well that ends well, said Mother, and good luck just between you and me. And if ever you're passing up our way, just drop in for a nice cup of tea.